It is time once again for us to check in with Dr. Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital and get to just an overview with another report from the Sharon Hospital. Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Great. Great. Beautiful day. It was a nice drive in today. It's encouraging. I think summer's on the way.
We've got a lot of things that are encouraging. Nationwide, there's some discouraging stats about areas that are spiking that are not in our area, but are in other areas. But I guess it's time where we could sit back and talk a little bit about the normality that is kind of going to return to our area. And I guess the first thing, even though you've never been closed, kind of update us on the reopening or the refreshing of what's going on at Sharon Hospital.
Yes, I actually call it the retooling.
There you go.
It's given us a great advantage to kind of move things forward that we were hoping we can get done over the next few years. And right now, the way the hospital is set up, I mean, we're always set up, and the way they're designed is to handle lots of volume in a short period of time. And that's we've had to kind of turn 180 degrees on that in a matter of a few weeks, and set up social distancing, set up security points to measure temperature. So we have monitors now to remotely check the temperature of anybody coming in the building. It'll even yell at you if you don't have a mask on. We have to have schedules set up, and patients have to bring in scheduling cards to show where they're supposed to go, be it at radiology, the lab. And even though, to try to get to 100% of where we were prior to COVID is difficult because we have to follow all these new guidelines and these new rules. And that's the devil's in those details, and it stresses the staff, it stresses us, stresses our bottom line. It's just across the board. It's really, this has been the big challenge now, and I really think the way that everyone has stepped up to really try to make this work.
I think that this should apply to people that are listening, and people that are listening tell their friends to tell their friends that the new normal is that for a long, long time, we're going to have certain precautions we all have to take for individuals. It's social distancing and wearing masks. And just imagine, like Mark just went over, you run a business like Sharon Hospital, which is there to improve the health of people that come into the hospital, the things that the employees, every single employee, doctors, nurses, people who clean, janitors, you name it, aides, the rules now that they have to follow. And just imagine the rules that you're going to follow now when you go into the hospital. But really, all these rules that are being put in effect, Mark, really are the only tools we have to stop the disease right now.
They are. I mean, we don't have a vaccine. We have no other treatments other than supportive care. So all we can do is try to prevent it. And, I watched actually TV last night and some of the shows, and they were saying, look, if you wear a mask, you are 19 times less likely to pick up COVID than someone who's not wearing a mask. Simple thing like that. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why hospitals over time, other than maybe some of the areas in New York City that really got inundated, they've been the safest areas for people to be in because everybody's wearing a mask, everybody's washing their hands, and everybody's social distancing. All the things that that have shown to work.
Three very simple rules. And, I saw yesterday somebody coming out of a convenience store, and I don't know whether they threw them out or they went in. But they didn't have a mask on. And, it's just the simplest thing. Is it a little inconvenient? Yeah, but you know what? It'll be a lot more inconvenient if you come down with a case of COVID-19.
Definitely. Go ahead.
No. Talking about COVID-19, now you have all of a sudden out of nowhere, the American Red Cross is doing a blood drive and you get antibody testing, but you have this also available at Sharon Hospital. Explain the importance and how you actually do the antibody testing and how people can get it done at the hospital.
Sure. So we've been offering antibody testing for close to a month now, and you pretty much go to your doctor and you say, hey, I'd like to have an antibody test. Sharon Hospital offers it. They can get it scheduled at our facility. You get a scheduling card. They come in. You have your temp checked and everything else. And then they draw some blood. And then within a day, you have the results of with the antibody. If you've had prior exposure and chronic exposure to COVID-19. I was shocked because, we were setting up samples and setting up kind of controls to see how the test would work. So I volunteered thinking with me going into the COVID unit almost every day, plus coming into the hospital every day for the last 5 months, that I'd be positive at least. And I was negative as negative can be. So it was shocking.
And tell people that are listening, this is not a serum or a magic. This just lets you know whether or not you've been exposed to it and whether you are a person that carries it in you and you might be able to give it to somebody else.
It is. And that's the only thing that the antibodies have proven, or the antibody tests have proven, is if you're positive that you've had in the past some exposure to COVID-19 and you've developed a long-term chronic antibody to that. And based upon the percentage and the number of antibodies that are present, will determine if you are eligible to donate serum to help people that with convalescent serum that may have the COVID acutely that are quite ill. And that's the thing. It's this doesn't show that you're immune to COVID, because we've seen in the Navy and some other areas that people have had repeat exposures and repeat infections. So that has not proven. So we don't know if there's a minimum number that you need yet. It doesn't show that you're safe to go to work if you have a low number or a high number. All it says is that you've been exposed. And that's the main thing we can use it for right now.
Now, one question out of the norm here a little bit. You know, I can imagine how hard it is to operate a hospital on the many different facets that you have to operate on, budget-wise, scheduling-wise, in-and-out-wise. But this past 3 months must have been incredibly hard on the administration of the hospital just to keep that ship afloat and going in the right direction.
It is. I mean, by shutting down, most hospitals work on the outpatient work that you have, elective surgeries, elective labs, elective x-rays, physical therapy, stuff like that. All that had to be shut down. All we lived on was people coming in the emergency room and people being admitted. And in a lot of the hospitals in the country, the majority of those people being admitted were COVID-19 only. That's it. And so it was, this has been a challenge. We knew we were, our job is the responsibility of, to really keep the community safe and really offer the best care, which we're going to continue to do. But it really has affected the bottom line. And now we're in that after effect and almost like the hangover effect of that. And we're working as a system to try to level that ship. And this is difficult because every hospital, I can't say for everybody, but I'm pretty sure most hospitals in the country are in the same boat.
So you have any reminders for people in the community?
Don't let your guard down. As we're seeing that some of these other states that are opening that thought they were clear and free, this virus is everywhere. And as soon as they opened up and people let the social distancing down, I mean, you're seeing the same level and percentage of growth that you saw in our region just 3 months ago. And it's happening now in multiple regions throughout the country. Our thing is that don't be afraid to come to the hospital. It's important to maintain your health. Keep up the testing and the physicals and everything. I have to schedule a physical. I've had to delay it for a few months, so I'm busy trying to get that done. It's important to take care of yourself because we still anticipate that down the road we'll have another spike when pneumonia season really kicks in the autumn. And everybody needs to be in their best of shape and to remember the social distance and wear your mask. That's so important.
I agree with you. And one final thought. I kind of look at this COVID-19 almost like a hurricane. We are now in the eye of the hurricane. That means we're in the calm portion of the hurricane. We've made it through the first part. But there is going to be a backside that's going to come through like a hurricane. And people, you just put it exactly right. No matter how much bravado you have or think that you have, don't put safety at second. Just follow those simple rules, because I'm sure you don't want to have a hospital that fills up very quickly with during flu season with COVID-19 patients on top of flu patients.
No, you're right, and that's what our biggest fear is right now. And again, everybody is worried about impinging on freedoms. Freedom is responsibility, and this is a responsibility to take care of yourself and take care of your community and be responsible to the people around you. And that's what's so important. And if we take care of ourselves, we hope we can weather the next storm that most likely will be coming.
Well, Mark, once again, give our thanks to everybody at the hospital who has done an excellent job in providing us and keeping us all safe. And you all keep safe and healthy, and we'll speak to you again with another update.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, we really appreciate your support, and we will do our best to keep communicating all the issues and all the things that are moving on in healthcare today. So thank you very much.
All right, Mark, have a good day, and get that physical scheduled.
There we go. Take care now.
Take care. Dr. Mark Hurko at the Sharon Hospital with our Sharon Hospital update this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.